Welcome to Crazy Shit in Real Estate, a weekly podcast where I walk you through some of the wildest, most unbelievable stories you'll hear from the world of real estate. If you like real estate and you love crazy, this is a podcast for you.
And welcome back to the podcast. I'm Lee Brown, and you're listening to Crazy Shit in Real Estate, where we like to talk about all those things you never knew happened in real estate because you didn't see it this way on HGTV. And today I'm going to introduce y'all to a wonderful realtor in Raleigh, North Carolina. She's just a couple hours north of me here in Charlotte, and her story is going to have you looking at cake a little differently. Please say hello to everybody, Ruth.
Hello, everybody.
So tell them your name, your company, how long you've been in real estate, and give them a little bit of background on who you are.
I'm Ruth Hauser. I'm with the Coldwell Banker, Howard Perry & Walston franchise in Raleigh, and work out of the Fuquay Varina office, which is a small town about 25 or 30 minutes outside of Raleigh. And I've been in the crazy real estate business for almost 15 years.
Which I'm pretty sure is like 100 years in any other business. Wouldn't you agree?
I agree. It's kind of like dog years and cat years.
That's a good way to put it. We'll just start saying in real estate years how old we are. That, you know, in real estate years, we're actually very young.
Exactly.
Okay, so before you tell your story and give everybody a good thing to think about for the day, let me give you the ground rules of the podcast, which are pretty basic. If there's a person involved who's guilty of something, don't give their name so that only they would know who they are. And don't use the F word or GD because I'm allergic to the really bad cuss words, but pretty much anything else flies. So with that being said, do tell.
Okay. I had a house listed several years ago now that was owned by a nice young couple with several young children, and they were ready to move. And fortunately, they were very patient and very easy to work with. They kept the house picked up. It was always clean. I don't think they ever declined a showing. And they were just the kind of people that you really hoped that everything would go smoothly for. And their house did go under contract with one of the big national investment companies. So they had been looking at a lot of houses, so whenever their house did go under contract, they'd be ready to get into another one. So they went under contract on the house they wanted to purchase. And both sides did their home inspections, and nothing out of the ordinary showed up. And at the inspection for the house that my people were buying, there was a very large sheet cake from a local grocery store on the counter in the kitchen. And from the writing on it, it was to commemorate an achievement that one of the children that lived there had accomplished. And it was partially eaten. We don't know how long it had been there, but it was a very, very large cake and it was partially eaten. So we did the home inspection there. 2 days after they did their home inspection on that house, which we started calling the cake house, the investment company that was purchasing their house terminated the contract because they said they had reviewed the rent that they would get from it versus what they were paying for it, and the numbers just didn't work out for them like they thought they would. So my folks terminated the purchase on the cake house because they needed to sell their house in order to purchase another one. So 21 days after that, their house that they were selling went back under contract again, and the cake house was still available, so they went back under contract on it again, and both eventually closed this time, so everything turned out well. But the funny part of this story is when they went back to look at the cake house 21 days later, before they went back under contract on it, that cake was still there. It had been moved from the kitchen into the garage, and maybe a little bit more of it had been eaten. But what was interesting about it is even after that period of time, the cake looked exactly the same as it had when we had seen it 21 days earlier. The icing hadn't melted. There was no mold. There was no deterioration. There were no bugs. I mean, it looked just like it did the first time we saw it.
What time of year was this? Was this like in the dead of winter?
Oh, no. This started in mid-March and went through April, May, and early June. So it's possible it could have been in the refrigerator, but it would have taken up way too much space in my refrigerator. And as you know, in Central North Carolina, we have bugs year-round. Maybe not as many of them in the dead of winter, but by mid-March and April or May, they are certainly starting to come out. Plus, it starts getting warm and humid, and this cake just seemed to be indestructible.
Yes, you know, for our Canadian and Yankee listeners, y'all might be thinking, hey, that's normal in my area. But North Carolina, you can't leave something out hardly at all, especially when it's warming up. And if it wasn't in the refrigerator when it was in the house, Ruth, I bet they weren't putting it in the refrigerator at all.
No, I don't think so either. And that became a joke for my clients and I, because it was a rather difficult transaction there for a while, and it just gave us something funny to talk about and joke about, calling that house the cake house.
And you know, you think about it, your clients were in the middle of one of those dominoes, and we know that that's probably the hardest thing to make smooth is when somebody's selling one and buying another one, because you have all these different parties involved, and you do need something to lighten it up. So I mean, of course, I don't know if you can call that cake light. It's a special cake.
Yeah, there was definitely something heavy in that to preserve it as well as it was preserved.
And I noticed that you called it the cake house in telling your story, and it kind of makes me think about the fact that we know as realtors, when we're out showing property, your buyers name houses just so they can differentiate them. And when you're selling a house, you've got to remember that the buyer's not going to remember you for having extra large master bedroom or pretty cupboards in the kitchen. They're going to call you the blue house if you have blue rooms, or the nurse house if you collect nurse figurines, or in this case, they're going to call you the cake house if you leave a sheet cake out and move it around the property. So you've got to figure out a way to be memorable in a way that's going to make you attractive to your buyers when they're writing down their pros and cons list later.
Exactly. That's a very good point to make. You need to be memorable for the right reasons.
And it's part of why you actually do want a professional realtor in your corner. There's so much more that we do than unlock doors. You know, we keep people calm in the middle of a domino that collapses so you can put it back together a few weeks later and try to stay calm when you know you got aggravated that investment company didn't run their numbers up front. They ran them later. That's something we can't control, but still aggravates all of us.
Yeah, they felt like they had definitely had the rug pulled out from under them, but they handled it very well. And they were just the kind of clients that everybody hopes for.
And I bet they'll never again buy a sheet cake from the grocery store. I bet she'll make homemade cakes for all those children from here on out.
Probably. And I certainly, if I am at a party or a function and I see a sheet cake from a grocery store, I give it a second thought before I eat any of it now, just wondering what was in that one.
So if I show up in Raleigh or Fuquay and I come to one of your broker open houses, will you be serving sheet cake from the grocery store?
No, I will make you a special sheet cake, and I hope you like chocolate.
Well, what woman doesn't like chocolate? I think that's kind of a requirement of our gender.
Yeah.
Well, Ruth, if anybody is listening to the podcast and they have need of an amazing professional realtor in the greater Raleigh, North Carolina market, how could they find you?
The best way to reach me is my cell number. And that is 919-818-9982. Or my email is Hauser, and that's HAUSERR2Rs, HauserR@hpw.com. And I do work in the greater Raleigh area.
So if you're listening to this podcast, driving down the road or running into an appointment or sweating to the oldies, don't worry if you didn't catch your information. because all of her contact information will be included in the show notes for this episode so you can access it anytime. Ruth, thank you for all that you do to improve the real estate industry in your area, and thank you for sharing your story. And I hope that you let your clients know they've appeared on the podcast. Maybe you should deliver them a little cake when you do.
Yeah, that's a very good idea. And thanks for having me. I enjoy telling this story. It never gets old because it's just
a
classic
day in the
story.
Life.
Yeah, it's exactly a day in the life. You never know what you're going to run up against.
And if you're listening to this podcast and you're a realtor, broker, investor, inspector, lender, or a consumer with your own crazy story to share about something that happened to you in dealing with real estate, shoot me a message. I'd love to feature you on the podcast. You can tweet me at Lee Brown or reach me on any of the social networks. And I will be excited to have you tune in to the next episode of Crazy Shit in Real Estate. See you next time.
Thanks for joining us this week on the Crazy Shit in Real Estate podcast. If you liked what you heard, please visit crazyshitinrealestate.com, where you can access the full show notes for this episode, additional content produced exclusively for listeners, and much, much more.